Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, head of Pakistan's parliamentary delegation to the United Kingdom, has firmly rejected India's allegations against Pakistan, calling them baseless and unsupported by credible evidence, following the recent Pahalgam incident. After successfully completing their visit to the United States, the Pakistani delegation arrived in the United Kingdom on Sunday to present Pakistan's stance on Indian aggression. The 9-member group held talks with United Nations representatives, diplomats from member states, and senior U.S. officials in an effort to present Pakistan's narrative on the recent Pakistan-India conflict and advocate for peace in South Asia. At Westminster, led Pakistan HL delegation to brief the UK AAP on Pakistan, grateful to Chair at Yasmin Kershimp and cross-party MPs for the candid exchange. "We shared grave concerns over India's unprovoked aggression, violations of our sovereignty, and the unilateral and illegal. pic.twitter.com/7l6nd2vatsik. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, at Bhutto Zardari, June 10, 2025. Speaking at a meeting of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Pakistan, hosted by Member of Parliament Yasmin Qureshi at Westminster Palace in London on Tuesday, Bilawal addressed cross-party British parliamentarians, briefing them on Pakistan's stance. "Indian attacks on civilians, violations of Pakistan's sovereignty, and the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty could lead to dangerous consequences for regional and international peace," Bilawal said. He criticized India's unilateral actions and urged a renewed commitment to peace and dialogue. "We are committed to a calibrated, responsible response in line with international law, particularly the right to self-defense under the UN Charter," he affirmed. He stressed Pakistan's dedication to restraint and called for a renewed dialogue, focusing on all outstanding issues, notably the Kashmir dispute. In his meeting with Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, former foreign minister expressed Pakistan's concerns over India's unwarranted military strikes against civilians and the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. He urged for the protection of the sanctity of international treaties and warned against the weaponization of water. The delegation emphasized that sustainable peace in South Asia could only be achieved through a just resolution of the Kashmir issue, as outlined by the UN Charter and relevant Security Council resolutions. The Speaker of the House of Commons acknowledged the long-standing, cordial relations between the UK and Pakistan, and reiterated the UK's commitment to peace and stability in the region. Minister for Climate Change and Environmental Coordination Muzaddiq Malik also highlighted the environmental dangers posed by India's suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. He warned of significant threats to food security and the livelihoods of Pakistan's 240 million people, particularly in its agrarian economy.